Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
All right, I'm going to continue talking about how to receive God's best. And last night, all I did was explain the title. I got caught up on God's best. And I think I might have rubbed a few people the wrong way, amen. But all of those didn't come back, so thank you for coming back. But you know what, there's a lot of people that honestly, they aren't shooting for God's best. They've just accepted less. You know, I can think of so many examples in the Word of God of people that took less than what God had intended for them. Matter of fact, Jesus, when he came to Jerusalem one time, he wept over the city of Jerusalem. And he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that has killed the prophets and done all of these things, I would have gathered you like a hen gathers her chicks, and you wouldn't do it. Jesus came and he wanted to bless his people and they wouldn't receive it. And so because of it, in less than 40 years after his crucifixion, Jerusalem was completely destroyed by Titus, the Roman governor, and they were all carried into exile. And Jesus said, you didn't know your time. God wants to bless us. That verse I used last night, Jeremiah 29:11, he has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us an expected end. God has great plans for us, and yet most people aren't receiving God's best. And the sad thing is, a lot of people aren't even shooting for God's best. They have come to embrace and accept mediocrity, and they aren't looking for anything good. A lot of people use God like an insurance policy. In case something bad happens, you call on God to heal you, to get you out of a bind. But in your own daily life, just leave me alone. I'm doing fine the way I am. That's one of the reasons that we have so many problems, is because we don't depend upon God and make Him the center of our life. So basically, last night, I was just trying to encourage people that they have to shoot for God's best. As long as you are willing to settle for less, you will. But when you start shooting for God's best, that is one of the things that starts the power of God moving towards you, is just you moving in that direction. None of us have obtained God's best. I still am believing for things. I've not arrived, but I've left. You got to start moving in that direction. I'm not trying to condemn anybody, but I am saying that we need to start shooting for God's best. And then I also emphasized how we need to receive it. You don't get God to bless you. The Bible says that we're already blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It's not a matter of us getting God to give us something. It's a matter of us learning how to receive and taking our authority and using it. So what I want to do today is to begin to start talking about how to receive God's best. And I want to make a statement here that is going to shock some of you. If you haven't heard me teach on this before, at first blush, this is going to sound like this can't be right. But there's basically two ways of receiving from God. Now, this is an oversimplification. You could probably be more detailed than what I'm going to do here, but for the purpose of what I'm doing, I'm going to talk about how to receive by a miracle and how to receive from God through a blessing. And most people, especially most spirit-filled, charismatic people, would rather have a miracle. We are believing God for miracles. I want to explain to you that a miracle is not God's best. God doesn't want you living from miracle to miracle. And this is important because if these are two different delivery systems, which I believe they are, well, then what if you are expecting a miracle and God is wanting to provide your need through a blessing? You could miss what God is wanting to do. You know, out where Jamie and I live, we live out on dirt roads. Our driveway is so steep, there's only one company that will come up our driveway. The others just leave it down on the road. Amen. We've had turkeys and all kinds of things left down there, and they won't come up our driveway even in the summer. You have to have a four-wheel drive to get up my drive in the summer. And so anyway, we have to know when we order something, whether it's coming by UPS or what else is there, FedEx or the United Postal Service, because it depends on how they deliver it. We could miss the delivery. And so you could order something and make your order perfect, but some companies don't go all the way up our driveway. And if we don't know it's coming, we have to go look in the bushes because our package might be down there in the bushes. So anyway, it's the same with God. If you order a healing and you're praying and believing for a healing, maybe God wants to supply it through a blessing and you're looking for a miracle. You need to understand that there are different ways of God meeting your need, and a miracle is not God's best. Now, that needs to be qualified to a degree, because if you're in a crisis situation and you got no opportunity or no time for the blessing of God to kick into effect and take a place, you may have to have a miracle right then to survive. But ultimately, long term, God wants to bless you and meet your needs through a blessing and not through a miracle. Here's what I mean by a miracle. A miracle, if you look it up in the dictionary, it means something extraordinary, something out of the ordinary. It's not normal, and it is a suspension or a superseding of natural law. Now, that's what a miracle is. It's extraordinary. It's not normal. And it's a superseding or a suspension of natural law. On the contrary, a blessing cooperates with natural law and spiritual law. Now, that's important, and I'm going to explain this in a lot more detail. But let me just say this, that a miracle is something that really God isn't disposed to do, because when He created the heavens and the earth, He created all of this. He created trees. He created the grass. He created everything. He made a perfect environment. And then it says in Genesis chapter 1, I forget what verse, around verse 31 or something, it says He looked at all of this and said, "Behold, it is good." Actually, that's a huge understatement. Man, when He created this earth, it's awesome. You know, every time I study something and see about the human body and the complexity of it and how that the body can heal itself and do all of these things, how can any person do this and not believe there's a God? David Hardesty went and got an eye exam with a doctor, and they take these pictures, and he's able to see on a screen what the inside of his eye looks like. And he just said to this doctor, "How can a person see this and not recognize that a God created us?" And his doctor said he agreed 100%. Man, the more you study things, the complexity of it, the way that God put things together and how everything is interrelated, it's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, just here's a little P.S. Don't forget where I'm going. But when you see the world the way that God created it, and then you think that it's so fragile that our cars could put the world out of balance and we're going to have global warming and we're going to destroy the earth, it's a person that doesn't understand that God created this earth. He said how it's going to end. He's going to destroy it in a great heat. It's not going to be destroyed by global warming or CO2 emissions, especially like this week. Hasn't it been a real testimony to global warming? I tell you what, if you believe in that stuff, I got a bridge I'd like to sell you, amen. Anyway, I know some of you don't agree with that, but you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not going to agree with you, or we'd both be wrong, praise God. But I'm just saying, God created this world and everything is so perfect, and to think that we're so fragile that we're going to destroy this huge earth that God created, it's a height of arrogance. It's people that don't realize that there's a God who's in control and has done things beyond your ability. Little man's puny ability isn't going to affect any of this stuff. They've actually shown that some of the heat and things like that are associated with solar flares on the sun. Now, let me ask you how our CO2 emissions have affected the solar flares on the sun. Just silly. So anyway, God looked at everything and said, it's good. He created this world, and honestly, He made it so that you don't have to have miracles. He made this world that you, if you cooperate with the laws, you know, God made all of these things for our own good. And so a miracle is a superseding are a suspension of natural laws. And God created this earth good. It is not His desire to just violate all of the things that He created. He wants you to learn to live within it. But now that we live in a corrupted world, and there are things like animals were originally herbivores. Is that the way you say it? Where they all ate plants and things like this. But since the fall, animals have started eating each other. We see that the creation has gone out of whack. There are, I'm sure, viruses and germs existed because God created everything, but they were like animals. It used to be herbivores. Now they do something different. These viruses, these germs, these bacteria, they used to have a positive function, but through the fall, all of that stuff has been corrupted. So now we live in a corrupted world. There are evil things going on. And because we live in a fallen world and there are problems, there are needs for miracles where God supersedes or suspends natural laws to be able to minister to people and to keep His kingdom going. And so I agree that that does happen. But here's some points I want you to consider. Here's 3 points about miracles contrasted with 3 points about blessings. And I'll go back and explain this in more detail. But if you could get this, it'll change your impression. A miracle is a superseding or a suspension of natural laws. And God created these natural laws, so He's not prone to do it. So before God will give you a miracle, you have to be in a crisis. So if you're going to live from miracle to miracle, you're going to live from crisis to crisis. That's not what you want. And yet there's a lot of people that they ignore the natural laws. They ignore not only natural, but spiritual laws. Like, for instance, when we talk about health, people will always talk about your diet and exercise. And you know what? Those are some natural laws. If you don't use muscles, they atrophy. And so there is a truth here.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-163 titled Crisis and Miracles when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.